Today's Amud is Yevama Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Samach Aleph from the Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So it says the Mishnah, so from here for the next few blah, the Gemara is going to discuss many of the halachis of Peru Revu. The very first mitzvah of the Torah is the mitzvah of Peru Revu. We'll see Chazal speak about it in very strict terms. And that's what we're going to discuss now for the next few blah. So it says the Mishnah that Levatu Adam Peru Revivia Elim Kain Yesh Leibanim. That a person is not allowed to be Mevatu from Peru Revu until he already has children. Now what does it mean, children? Beishame Oimrim Shnei Zacharim. Beishame says that the way a person fulfills Peru Revu is by having two boys. That he fulfills Peru Revu by having a male and a female, a son and a daughter. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Zachar v'nekeva biram. Beisel brings a makar for their shita from Briyas Ha'ilam. Hashem created the world with a Zachar and a Nekeva, with Adam and Chava. So just like Hashem created the world with Adam and Chava, so to a person has to emulate Hashem and also have a son and a daughter, and that's the way he fulfills the mitzvah of Peru Revu. So now says the Gemara, before we get to the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Gemara's Medayik, the Mishnah said, "Levato Adam Mepirivia Elim Kein Yesh Leibanim." That he's not allowed to be Mevato from Peru Revu until he has children. What's the Mashma? That Hayesh Leibanim, it sounds like if he does have children, so then Mepirivia Verivia Bato. So then he can be Mevato now from Peru Revu, but Meish Leibato. He still has to make sure to be married. So that's Mesayel Leilor of Nachman Amar Shmuel. The Amar, this is a writer of Nachum Amar Shmuel, who said that Afal Pishi Yesh Lo Adam Kama Banim, even if a person has many children, it's Asur La'amoy Bula Isha, he still has to be married. He still has to find a wife. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo'itoy V'yoyis Adam Levadei. So you could have thought that meant that your person shouldn't be alone, you should have a wife in order to have children. No, Kamashmul and Shmuel, that's not the pshat of the Pasuk. What the Pasuk means is that unrelated to the mitzvah Puravu, unrelated to the mitzvah of having children, There's a separate chiyuv to have a wife. It's not good for a man to be by himself. He's supposed to be married. But mainly, even after a person fulfilled the mitzvah Peru Revu, he still has to have a wife. Says the Gemara Vika Damri, that Hayesh Leibanim, Batul Mepirivia Verivia, Ubatul Nami Misha. Some make a dik the other way, that it said, that if a person already has children, so then he can be Mevatul from Peru Revu and even from having a wife. Taisus explains because from the fact that it didn't speak about who he has to marry. It didn't say, well, Yisa Adam Isha Sheina Baz Banim Elum Ken Yesh Leibanim. It sounds like the marriage was never a part of the conversation. It's only about children. The whole thing, the whole musik of having a wife is just to have children. But from the Mishnah didn't from the fact that, so the fact that the Mishnah set it up like that makes it seem like it's all about children. But in terms of having a wife, so once a person's Mekayim Peru Revu, once he has Banim, Banim in this context is being used loosely. Really, we mean a son and a daughter, L'chayra, if we're going like Beis Hillel, assuming Beis Hillel means Dafka, son and a daughter. So once a person has Banim, so then he's Mevatel from Peru Revu, and he's Mevatel even from having a wife. That's what the Mishnah doesn't say otherwise. So it says the Gemara, according to this version, according to this Diak, Nemi Tavi Tuftador of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Comes out that our Mishnah is a Raya against Shmuel. Says the Gemara, lo, it's not a Raya. Because we could be matche, like we said before, that ein lo banim naisa isha bas banim, that if he doesn't have children, so then he has to dafka marry a woman who's capable of having children. As opposed to yesh lo banim, so then naisa isha delav bas banim, as opposed to once he has children, so then he's allowed to marry a woman even if she's not a bas banim, even if she's incapable of having children. But he still has to find a wife, still has to be married. That's part of a separate issue of lo toiv liyais adam levadai. Now says the Gemara that besides the obvious nafkamina, in terms of whether or not a person can marry a bas banim or an in a bas banim, he has to marry a bas banim, or he could even marry in a bas banim, besides the obvious nafkamina of whose resumes he could even be looking at, there's another nafkamina limkar sefer Torah bishvil banim. There's halacha that a person could sell a sefer Torah, even though it's very chamer to sell a sefer Torah. Still, the Gemara Megillah says that for a Peru Revu, for Nisuin, so a person could sell a sefer Torah to pay for the wedding of someone who doesn't have the money in order for him to marry someone who's a bas banim. So that's only going to be true about a bas banim, but someone who's not a bas banim, so then we do not sell a sefer Torah to raise money for the chasna, only to marry a bas banim. Now going back to the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai said a person's yaitzei Peru Revu with two sons, and Beis Hillel said he's yaitzei Peru Revu with a boy and a girl. So we're going to discuss, not in the Gemara, But something to think about, as we've learned the Gemara, is when Beshame says a person's yaitse with two boys, does that mean dafka two boys and not a boy and a girl? Are the shitas mutually exclusive, or do they agree with each other? Or does one agree with the other? When Beis Hillel says the person's yaitse puravu with a boy and a girl, maybe it means even a boy and a girl, but who adin also that a person could be yaitse puravu with two boys? Two boys is chayv and more mitzvahs, so maybe kol shekain two boys. So the truth is that for Shavuos Be'ezras Hashem, we're working on putting out some Arim Kaimis, going through different sugyas in the sugyas of Puravu, going through some of the different sub-sugyas. And so this is one of the sugyas that Be'ezras Hashem will discuss in the Arim Kaimis then. Now, Kofanim says the Gemara now, just to explain the Machlaikis, says the Gemara, the Maita Mayu de Beishamai, what's the reason for Beishamai? Why does Beishamai say that a person has to have dafka two boys? Where did Beishamai come from? Or a person could also be yaitzi with two boys. Where does Beishamai get this from, that there's such a concept of a kiyum, a puravu, through having two boys? Says the Gemara, Yafina Mimaisha. He learns that from Maisha Rabbeinu. The Chassid of Hasek says that B'nei Maisha Gershom Be'Eliezer. Says that Maisha had two sons. Yeah, the son Gershom and the son Eliezer. What's the raya? Because right after that, he was perished from his wife. He was perished from his wife. So what do you see from there? You see that he was perished after having two boys. It must be he was mekayim the bitzav puravu. Otherwise, how could he be perished from his wife if he wasn't mekayim puravu? So he has a chiyuv to stay together with his wife to have children. How could he just be perished? Elamai, the fact that he was perished shows it must be that he was mekayim puravu. Before he was perished, which means you see that there's a chiyuv puravu with two boys. Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel, Yalfinam B'riyasa Shalayla. Whereas Beis Hillel, we know already, it's said it in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel learns their Shita, that a person is Yaitse with a boy and a girl, from Zachar and Nekeva Biram, from B'riyasa Ailam, that's where you see that a person is Yaitse with a boy and a girl. Now says the Gemara, Beis Shammai, Yalfinam B'riyasa Shalayla. Why doesn't Beis Shammai agree to Beis Hillel? L'chair, they should agree that he could also be Yaitse with a boy and a girl, and we should learn it out from B'riyasa Ailam, because by B'riyasa Ailam, Hashem created a boy and a girl, so you see that that's a Kiyim of Puravu. Says the Gemara, no, ain't done in Efshar, Mishi Efshar. You can't done Efshar, Mishi Efshar. Could be by Hashem, in order for there to be a Hemshach of the world, so he, quote unquote, needed to create a boy and a girl. That was the only way for the world to come to its tachlis. That the only way for the world to continue is if there's a boy and a girl. But that's already, now that there already are men and women, there already are boys and girls. So now says Bishamai, the way you should be at the mitzvah is with two boys. And don't tie know what's going to be with the world. Hashem will make sure that there's also girls. But the way maybe you're Mekai the mitzvah is with two boys. You shouldn't learn from Bria Sa'ilam, from Hashem, because over there he had to, so to speak, create a boy and a girl. That's the Gemara. Beis Hillel nami leufu mimaisha. Why doesn't Beis Hillel learn from Maisha that a person's mekayim puravu through having two boys? Says the Gemara, Amri lach, Beis Hillel will tell you that Maisha midaitei hu David. That Maisha, you can't learn from Maisha Rabbeinu, because it could be, even if he didn't have any children, he would have been perished from his wife. He was perished from his wife, it was like a hirah shah. It was something that he did on his own. Nothing to do with the classic Shulchan Aruch. It wasn't written in Shulchan Aruch that he should be perished from his wife. It was something that he did as an exception, as the Gemara will explain now. Says the Gemara in Tanya, we learned in the Raisa, that Shleisha Dvarim Asa Maisha Midaitai. That there are three things that Maisha Rabbeinu did, even though it wasn't necessarily what it says in the Torah to do, but there are three things that Maisha did on his own, and he was mechavim to Hashem, v'skimu daita l'das ha-makoy. Hashem was masking to what it is that Maisha Rabbeinu did. Number one was pirish mina isha. This is something that he did on his own. It wasn't necessarily what he was supposed to do, but he did it on his own, and Hashem was masking. V'shibir ha-luchais, he broke the luchais, the first luchais when he came down, and he saw the klai, so I was dancing by the eagle. So he broke the luchais. That's also something that Hashem was masking. V'haisev yoyim echad. And in the other diyama, when Hashem said to get ready for Matan Torah, so really, if you read the Psukim, Pashup Shad, it seems like Hashem only said to get ready for 2 days, on Dalet Sivan on Wednesday, Dalet Sivan and Hey Sivan to get ready, and then Vav Sivan on that Friday, we should have been Matan Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu added another day of Achana, and Klai Yisrael only went on Shabbos to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day of Achana. Shleisha Simei Hagbala is Moshe Rabbeinu's invention, and that's something that Hashem was masking to, as we'll see. So says the Gemara to explain each one. Number one, Pirish Mina Isha, my Darash. What did Moshe Rabbeinu what was he Darash to learn? Where did he get it from that he should be perished from his wife? Amar, he said to himself as follows, Uma Yisrael shall I dibri imayim Shechina el lefisha. If you find by Klal Yisrael, they only spoke with the Shechina. It was only for a moment, it was only for, by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was going to speak with Hashem. Hashem was going to speak with Klal Yisrael Mamish. and what ended up happening was just the first two Dibreis, but they were supposed to speak with Hashem Lefi Shah. And what did Hashem say? To get ready, V'kavu lehem zman, and it was a set time. It was at a very specific time. They knew exactly when it was going to happen. They knew exactly when Matan Torah was going to take place. And yet still, what do we find? That Amar Torah, Hashem says, Al Tikshu Al Isha, that they have to prepare themselves. They're not allowed to be with their wives. So Ani Shem Yuchad L'dibar B'chol Shah V'shah V'lekavu lehizman. So if me says Hashem, me says Moshe Rabbeinu, I speak with Hashem all the time, and I don't have a set time. It happens randomly, so to speak. So if so, Alachas Kamu V'kamo, I have to separate from my wife Legamre, because I don't know at any moment Hashem might speak to me, and therefore that's what he was doyrish to be perished from his wife. The scheme of Daito L'das Hamakai, and Hashem was masking to him. How do we know that? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, after Matan Torah, Hashem says to Moshe, Leich Emor Lehem, go to Klal Yisrael, Shavu Lechem Lo Lechem, that you should go back to your tents, that they should go back to be with their wives. Va'ata, says Hashem, and you, talking to Moshe, you Moshe, Pai Amoidi Madi, you stay over here with me, you don't go back to your tent. So you see, Hashem is masking that Moshe Rabbeinu should not go back together, to be back together with his wife. Shibres alucha is my darash. What did he darash to break the lucha? Is Amar, he said, "Uma pesach shu echad mishesh meos u'shloish asher mitzvah samar Torah." Asher mitzvah is if you find a carbon pesach, it's just one out of the tariag mitzvahs. And Amar Torah called ben nechar lo yichaboy. The Torah says that someone who's off the derech, ben nechar is a guy, but also someone who's off the derech, a yisrael mummer, so he's not allowed to take part in the carbon pesach. So a Torah kula, so if that's even just by one mitzvah, that someone who's a mummer is now allowed to take part in even just one mitzvah, Karban Pesach. So a Torah kula, v'yisom mumarim, alahas kama v'kama. So all the more so if the whole Torah, if Kalisa is being mumarim, they're doing a vadezara, and so they can't have the whole Torah, and b'meila, he broke the luchai. So skimu daitel, that's the makoim, and Hashem was masking, where do we know that from? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, famous Drasha, Asher Shibarto, Amar Yishlakish, Amar Laya, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem was telling Moshe that Yiyashir Kaichacha, Shashibarta, that Shkayach, that you broke the Luchais, so you see Hashem was masking. Haisef Yoimachem Yidaitai, my Darash, what did he darshan to add another day of, to prepare for Matan Torah? The Pasuk says, on that Wednesday before Matan Torah, on Dalet Sivan, the Pasuk says, V'ki darshta mayoyim u'machar. Hashem says that you should get ready today and tomorrow. So it sounds like today and tomorrow, so Wednesday and Thursday get ready, and then Friday is going to be Matan Torah. Hayoyim kimachar, but Moshe Rabbeinu darshan that today has to be like tomorrow. Ma bachar leilo ima, just like tomorrow, Thursday. It's going to be a full day. You're going to have the night of Thursday, and then the day of Thursday, sa'af hayoyim leilo ima. So too, when Hashem says today, it has to be that there's a full night and day, and we're already holding on Wednesday. So Wednesday can't count. So it must be v'layla de'inna nafaklein. Today the night's already gone. We're already in the day, Wednesday day. So memela, it has to be that today and tomorrow refers to Thursday and Friday, and Shabbos is going to be Matan Torah. Now it seems like from the Gemara that that's not really what Hashem meant. It was something that Moshe Rabbeinu darshened, but it's not really what Hashem meant. And Moshe Rabbeinu added another day. Otherwise, it's not adding a day of midaita. It's what Hashem was saying. So Elamai, it seems like Hashem didn't really mean that, but that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And so Shema Mina, Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself that Shema Mina Trei Yoyim Elavar Mia Inna. It's supposed to be 2 days besides today, and Klai Yisrael only showed up for Matan Torah on Shabbos. Ski midaita l'das amakoy d'lo yishar yishchina on Shabbos. And we find that Hashem was masking because you see that the pasuk says that the Shechina only came on Har Sinai on Shabbos. It didn't come on Friday. So you see that Hashem was masking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now again, all this was brought just because of the first thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu was perished from his wife. That was something that he did on his own. It's not something that was necessarily in Shulchan Aruch, that he was allowed to do that. It was something that he did on his own. Mainly, you can't learn out from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had two boys, that that's the way a person is Yaitse Puravu. Says the Gemara writer. Now, Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Ramnasan Oimer, Beshame Oimrim, Shnei Zacharim, Shnei Nekevois. Ramnasan has a different Shita than the Tana of our Mishnah. He says that according to Beshame, the way a person is Yetzi Puravu is not by having two boys, it's by having two boys and two girls. Beisel Oimrim, Zachar Nekeva. Beisel is the same as Beisel of our Mishnah, that's Zachar Nekeva. So now we know where he learns it out from Briasa Oila. Rav Huna, but by the time in Rav Nasan, a little bit of Beis Shammai. But what's the pshat in Rav Nasan's Beis Shammai? And a person has to have two boys and two girls. Says the Gemara, it's learned from Kain and Hevel. The pasuk says, Adam and Chava. The pasuk says, Vatayisef Oledes as Achil as Havel. It says that after Chava gave birth to Kain, it says she continued to give birth as Achiv as Havel. To give birth to his brother to Hevel. and it says the word es twice. So we dash it from there, Hevel v'achaysa and Kayin v'achaysa. Now with each one, Hevel and Kayin, there was also born a sister. So Adam and Chava had two boys and two girls at that point. Uksiv, the pasuk says that after Kayin killed Hevel, so the pasuk says that Kishasli Elikim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel Kihargoi Kayin, that she named the next son Chase Kishasli Elikim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel Kihargoi Kayin. Now Hashem replaced Hevel and gave me another child. So it sounds like if you replaced Hevel, so it sounds like she needed that replacement. Why would she need that replacement for Puravu? So you see that she was saying that, oh, now I'm Yaitse Puravu again. At first I had lost Hevel, and now I lost out on my mitzvah Puravu, and now Hashem replaced it by giving me another boy. Or some learned another boy and also another girl. Maybe there was also a girl that died. So now Hashem replaced it by giving me another boy and girl. So you see that there's a hakpad on having two boys and two girls. So that's where Beis Hillel learns it out from. That's where Bishamai rather learns it out from, that a person needs to have two boys and two girls. And what about those that argue on this shita? Verabana, they say back, meaning the town of our Mishnah according to Bishamai, and Beis Hillel according to all versions, they'll say back that this pasuk's not a raya, because idea Yehuda Kamaidis, it's not that Chava was saying that, oh, now I have my mitzvah puravu back. It could be she was saying, or Adam's mitzvah puravu back. And so it could be she was just not being thankful that Hashem gave her a replacement. Not a halachic replacement. It was a practical replacement that Hashem gave her another son. So that's why she was happy. Nothing to do with the mitzvah puravu. Tani Yidach learned in another braisa, Rabbi Nasan Aymer, Beishami Aymer Mzachar Nikeva. The way a person fulfills puravu is by having a boy and a girl, like the Beishami of our, like the Beis Hillel of our Mishnah. Whereas Beis Hillel over here is a unique shita. Beis Hillel says only one, you only have to have one child, either a boy or a girl. Now, Amar Rava, my time with Rav Nassan, what's Rav Nassan's reason for Alibida Beis Hillel? Where does such a shita come from that a person could just have a boy or a girl? Beis Shammai, we know, it's from Bias Ayla. What about Rav Nassan's Beis Hillel? So says the Gemara Shenemer, because the pasuk says La'isahu bira la'shavas yitzara. The Hashem is magdir, so to speak, the mitzvah of puravu by saying that it's Hashem didn't create the world for a person not to inhabit it. So v'havu la'shavas, and over here a person has a child, so he inhabited the world. So he's yaitse puravu. The purpose of puravu is to inhabit the world. So he did. He had a child. Doesn't have to be a boy and a girl. Just has to inhabit the world with any sort of child. And then nature will do its part for the rest. Someone else will have the other gender, and there'll be more people in the world. So therefore, that's how Beis Hillel, according to this version, learns the shita from that you could be yaitse with just one child. Says the Gemara writer now, Nusagia. Itmar, hayulay banim biyaitse ayve kechavim v'niskayer. Let's say a person had a child while he was a guy, and then he converted. So is he yaitse puravu with his gayusha children? Some learn the Gemara that it means that the children converted also. Let's assume that for now. So the children are still Gaya as a person, but the father himself was a Gaya at the time that he had the children. Now he's Jewish. Could he be Yotze like retroactively, or maybe it's now, it depends what the lumdus of Puravu is, but could he be Yotze Puravu with such a child, with such children? So you would think Pasha Nad, who was a Gaya when he had these children, how could he be Yotze Puravu? Rabbi Yechon Amar Kayim Puravu. Rabbi Yechon Lamaisa says that he is Makayim Puravu. Rish Lakish Amar Loi Kayim Puravu. Rish Lakish is Kailik. He says that no, he's not Makayim Puravu. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kayim Puravu Da Havule, because of Ma'isa he has children, and therefore he's Yati Puravu. Reish Lakish Amar Laikayim Puravu Revia, because Gershon is Gair Kakata Shneila Dami. Once he converts, he's like a new person. Those aren't his children anymore, and therefore he's not Yati Puravu, which makes a lot of sense. Which Rabbi Yechon Shita is very Tamua Batsem, which also something as a Shem in the Shavuos Ma'amar Kaimis will discuss. Telling what exactly the gather of the mitzvah puravu is. Is it the maisa? Is it the taitzah? Is it the shtadlus of having children? Is it the result of having children? Al kapanim, this is something that will be discussed then, explaining exactly the shita of Rabbi Yechonon. Now it says the Gemara that va'azdul tamayu, that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon are l'shitasam. This the Rabbi Yechonon considers there to be some sort of relationship between the new ger and his gaisha children, and Reish Lakish is not willing to view any sort of yachas. He says Gershon is gaik katan shenayla dami, and we're not viewing them as being related at all. It's also l'shitasam. They have another machlekes that seems to be based on the same yisai. The Itmar hayulay banim biyaisa avik chavim v'nisgayer. If a person had a child while he was a guy, and then he converted, So does he, is the next child he has, is that next child going to be a Bechar? That's the Shiloh over here. So Rabbi Yechon Amer Ein Lai Bechar. Ein Lai Bechar L'Nachla. No, the next child will not be a Bechar, will not get a double portion. The Havalei Reishis Oinai. Because the child that he has as a guy, that's already the Reishis Oinai, that's already his first child. The new child will not be the first child, so won't be a Bechar. Reish Lakish Amer Yesh Lai Bechar L'Nachla. That the next child he has will be a Bechar L'Nachla, because Gershon is a Geyer. We don't count that other son. This is now his new first, because he's like a new person. So it seems to be the same achleikas as the Gemara. Why do I need both? Why do I need to have the same achleikas batzem, a Gershon Iskayer, with regards to the Bechar and with regards to the Puravu? It seems to be the same. So it says the Gemara, Utsrichi, you need both. The Yashmin and Bahi Kamaisa, if I would just have the achleikas about Puravu, I would say Bahi Kamer Rabbi Yechanan, who's dafka with regards to Puravu, that's where Rabbi Yechanan is willing to view there as being some sort of relationship between the father and the Gaiish son. Because originally as a guy also, it was shayach to Puravu, even though the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Gaiim are not mitzvah of Puravu, but I guess there's a concept of there being a relationship between the father and son as a goyim also. But when it comes to Nachla, where they don't have a parshas Bechar, they don't have such a thing, maybe Rabbi Yechon would be mighty to Reish Lakish. And if I would just have the machlekes about Nachla, I would say Balkam Reish Lakish, that we don't view him as being the Bechar, because that we view the next child as being the Bechar, because and we don't care about the Gaiish child, because a guy doesn't have any sort of din of Nachla, of Bechar, of a Behib, when it comes to Puravu, where even a guy, there is a concept of being a father and a son, so maybe Reish Lakish would be minded to Rabbi Yechanan, that a person is Yaitse Puravu, and that's why I needed both Machlaikse. Now says the Gemara, Isvi Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan asked Reish Lakish, how could you say that just because he's a Gershon is Geyer, so now we don't view him as being related at all to the other, to the guy, that a guy don't have relationships, but the Pasuk says that Be'isai Shalach Abreida Beladon Ben Beladon Melech Bavel, the Geymer, describing a guy, Melech Bavel, and it calls him Beladon Ben Beladon, it calls him after his father. You see that they do have fathers, the Torah does recognize their Yichas. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Leir, Reish Lakish is back, B'yoysen, I've taken Chavim is Luchayas. This is Gairu Les Luchayas. I'm asking to you. It's hard to know what the Havamina was. Says Reish Lakish back, I'm asking to you that as a guy, so there's such a thing as an Avin and Ben, as a father and a son. But my point was that once the father converts, and now he's Jewish, and now Gershon is guy could cut the Shanaila dummy, now he cuts off that relationship, now he's no longer considered related to his son. But of course, as a guy, Sanei Nechanami, he has a Yachas. Now, Amr Rav says, on this note, that even Reish Lakish, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Gayim have a relationship, where now we're saying really even Reish Lakish agrees, that as a guy, there's such a thing as an Avin Ben, everyone agrees that by an Eved, there's no such concept by Avadim as a father and a son, but Mela, if you would have an Eved that gets freed, and he already had children as an Eved, he's not going to be Yaitse Puravu, because an Eved, those aren't considered his children. The Pasuk says, Shavu lechem poim ha-chamar. Avraham Avinu says to the Narim, he says to Eliezer, stay over here with the chamar. Ama daima lechamar. He was saying that as an Eved, you're a nation, you're a people that's comparable to a chamar. You're like an animal, meaning that there's no yichas. However, I asked the Gemara, basically, is that really true? That by an Eved, there's no yichas? But the Pasuk says about Tziva. Tziva was the Eved of Shaul. It's Shaul HaMelech. It says, Ulatziva chamisha esar banim ve'esar mavadim. It said that he had 15 sons. So you see that there is such a thing as a father and a son, even by Avadim. It says the Gemara, no, Amir v'achamir Yaakov, kfar ben bakar. Kepar ben bakar. That just means like a par ben bakar. It's like an animal also. You say that, oh, the animal gave birth to an animal. It doesn't mean that it's a real yichas. That's just, it's describing like a way an animal has a child. But it's still an amadayim lechamar. It's not considered a real yichas with regards to Puravu or anything like that. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, said Hachanami, what was Rabbi Yechanan thinking when he asked Reish Lakish about the fact that the Pasuk says, Ben Beladon, oh, you see that there's yichas. How do you see from Ben Beladon that there's a yichas? Maybe the Gayim are called Ben Beladon, they're called by their father, just like an animal is called by its father, not because it's a real din yichas. Says the Gemara, no, by Ben Beladon you can't say that, because Shani Asim Diachsinu Bishmayu, who Bishma Davuhain. Over there it says name, it says Beladon, Ben Beladon, so then you can't say it's just counting it like animals, that sounds like it's real yichas. But, loy mefarish. But over here by tziva, it doesn't say their names, and therefore it could be just like animals. It's not like a real yichas. Or by zema, now really the real makar that by gayim there's yichas in a chanami. It's not from ben beladon. That could be just like animals. But the makar that is real yichas by gayim is because the yachsinu beduch tachriti ba'vuhain u'ba'abed avuhain. Because we find elsewhere that the Torah is miyaches a guy by his father and even his grandfather. Now that far, you would never say about an animal that this is Betsy the cow's granddaughter. You know, that far you don't go. You say Betsy maybe had a child, but you wouldn't say a grandchild. So the fact that we find a pasuk that links a guy to his grandfather, that's already a raya a guy mevichas. Now what's the pasuk? The pasuk says dechsev vayishlachim amelach asa el ben hadad ben tavrimoy ben chezion melach aram ayoshim in the mesek. Labor. So you see it links the son to the grandfather. That's already a raya that Goyim have yichas.